Wake up, little mage. Rise and shine. I hope the floor was comfortable to sleep on. Oh, don't pout. Just be grateful that I let you stay in the tent where it's nice and warm, instead of forcing you to patrol in the cold night air like the rest of the camp does. A little gratitude will go a long way while you're in my company. So, say thank you, Lady Deltrice. That's better. Oh, I know you're tired, but we have work to do today. First and foremost, look at me, right into my eyes. Yes, that glassy look isn't just the last of your dreams slipping away to morning's light, is it? My charm magic still holds you firmly in its grasp. Perfect. Now get up. You're going to help the other orcs look for something for me. They've already started making quite a mess, haven't they? I've had them up since dawn, going through all the chests and barrels in the storage tent, and some have started on this pile of junk. And today, you're going to help me look for what I came for. If you find it, I'll even consider feeding you. What I'm looking for is a book. About the size of a standard leather-bound history tome, but twice as thick. It's carefully bound in black leather, with the orange and gold embossing, and sealed with three thick clasps made of gold and animal fangs. You'll know it when you see it. It's truly one of a kind. But you, little mage, are special. You should be able to feel it to some degree. Yes, it's a magical tome. I can sense it faintly in this camp, but cannot pin down where it is. But you have been here longer than I have. So, hopefully you'll have better luck. The sense, it's almost like a scent, light and distant on the air. A sickly sweet, burnt, rotting sort of smell, like a peach left out to fester in the summer sun. Do you sense anything? No? Or do you recall seeing anything of that description in this camp? Still no. Will a kiss on the cheek help boost that memory of yours? A little sprinkling of my magic to help loosen that tongue and mind of yours a little bit more. Perhaps a different question will work better. Now, tell me, little mage, what is Glasha's most valuable possession? Where does she keep it? Her sword sitting beside her bed? Really? That's her most valuable possession? Oh, you're no help. That blade may be powerful, but it's of no use to me. Maybe I can get it melted down into jewelry or something. Oh well, I'll ponder that later. Did you find anything in the storage tent? Going by those empty hands, I assume no.